Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted and narrated from Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam. This beautiful hadith is about the value of learning a hadith and a tradition. Imam Baqir, as you know, is known as Baqir al-Ulum, and historically speaking, he lived at a time where the political situation in the area in which he was a little bit unstable, and it was a time where the government was preoccupied with other affairs to the extent that they didn't really have the opportunity to suppress the imam like the subsequent and preceding governments did. So this allowed the imam a certain leeway and gave him the opportunity to kind of narrate many hadiths and, you know, teach a lot of, Islamic, impart a lot of Islamic knowledge towards people, and this laid the foundation for the Shiite madhab and creed. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Indeed, one true tradition that you receive from a truthful person is better for you than the whole world and all that it contains." And he's also been narrated to have said, "Truly our tradition enlivens the heart. Inna hadithana yuhyil qulub." Right, so this is very important. You know, we have another hadith. It's been mentioned that the imam once said to two people who came to him, that if you travel in the east and the west, you will not find a knowledge more beneficial than that which emanates from us, the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right, so these were people who had been given God-given knowledge and immaculate knowledge, knowledge free from error, and that is why, you know, there's the value of these hadiths that we read and that have been given to us and passed down to us from times immemorial is, you know, truly valuable. And, you know, of course, simply receiving the hadith and then transmitting it to others is not enough. Rather, what's most important is for us to make an attempt to understand the hadith. This is very important, right? Islamic knowledge, its foundation is based on this idea that it's not simply something which should be blindly accepted. Rather, an effort should be made to try to ponder over this the body of Islamic knowledge that we have in the form of the Quran and Hadith, and try to kind of fathom what has been said in it. Perhaps this is the reason why it has been narrated from Imam Sadiq that he said, "One tradition that you understand is better than 1,000 traditions that you merely narrate." And also, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Alaykum bid dirayat." Your aim should be the understanding of the traditions, la bir riwayat, not simply the narration of them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the value of learning a tradition in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.